WQCS now brings you Treasure Coast Happenings. Today's feature was previously recorded.
Welcome to another edition of Treasure Coast Happenings on 88.9 WQCS. Today's topic, climate change. A lot of people are seeing climate change as a liberal cause, but our guest today, David Jenkins, president of the nonprofit group Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, is joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I mentioned something in the press releases that I absolutely agree with. Climate change, it's not a left-wing thing. It's not a right. It's both sides of the issue, and everybody should be involved with it. Tell me what your ultimate plan would be to make that happen.
Well, I mean, we support solutions like, you know, that price carbon and typically revenue neutral type options where we're not making the federal government bigger or anything like that. But we definitely want to, provide less incentive for putting pollution in the air. And in this particular economy, with the way other energy options are coming on board, that's perfectly doable and it's not costly. And we believe that being proactive on this is the conservative thing. I mean, the debate between the left and the right shouldn't be over the problem and whether it exists, because we see evidence of that every day. The debate should be over what the best solution is.
All right. Well, with that in mind, let's talk about the climate change and also the changes that are happening to our environment's waterways. Those are all concerns to us here in the state of Florida, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
So with that in mind. Go ahead, David.
I was just saying, you know, Florida, of all the states, Florida is one that depends the most on its natural resources for its economic livelihood as well.
Also, the tourism industry. A lot of people come from all over the country, all over the world, to use our waters off the Keys and up and down both sides of the state for fishing. And huge numbers of huge dollars are rolling into our state every year. Well, obviously, a little slowdown with the pandemic, of course. How do you see local business in Florida gaining from climate action?
Well, I mean, it's really everything. I mean, reducing the impacts of climate change will protect Florida's attractiveness as a place to live, a place to work, a place to visit. It will reduce insurance and infrastructure cost and protect the state's water supply. There's a lot of things that climate is doing that is hurting just the status quo in Florida, what people are used to in Florida, the type of way they want to live and the reason they actually go to Florida to live or retire, work, and play. So, you know, I mean, you just went through a sweltering heat wave of,
Oh, it's incredibly hot.
I mean, just take COVID, for example. That heat wave basically drove more people indoors. It made the outdoors less enjoyable. And therefore, what you witnessed is something more akin to what people would do in the wintertime in terms of behavior than they typically would do in the summertime when the weather's nice. So it's affecting every aspect of Floridians' lives.
I tell my friends up north, you get snowed in, we get sunned in. It gets so hot down here that you just don't want to go out. You can't go out. It's impossible to go out sometimes. Let me ask you this, David. As president of the nonprofit group Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, what is your ultimate goal? What is it you would like to see happen?
Well, we want to see fellow conservatives be just as proactive and interested and eager to solve the problem of climate change as we hear folks on the left are. Because only then will we have, conservative solutions to climate competing on a level playing field with those coming from the left. You know, we don't want to see a Green New Deal, but if we cede the climate change issue to the left, we might get a Green New Deal. Policies that are broadly targeted to have little or nothing to do with actually solving the climate change problem. We need targeted solutions that are smart and effective, and that's best achieved by having the left and the right at the table trying to hash out something that works for all Americans.
David, we're just about out of time. Do you have any information where people can go and get more about you and this organization?
I would direct people, especially in Florida, to our climate-based website, focused website, climateconservative.org. And you can get contact information for our organization, and you can find out more about the impacts that climate change is having on Florida and people's lives in Florida.
David Jenkins, thank you for being with us this weekend on Treasure Coast Happenings.
This has been Treasure Coast Happenings, a recorded public affairs feature presented here on WQCS.